This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We're going to the ballpark tonight. You know what you're going to see? Cam Devaney strike out.
So this is the first of many moves by the Pirates leading up to the trade deadline. We don't know how far they're going to go with it. We know they got to get rid of guys like Andrew Heaney and IKF and Tommy Pham because they're on expiring deals. Oh, one more point on Frazier before we move on to that. This is how bad the Pirates have been in July. An OPS of 700 is considered average. In July, we're now more than halfway through the month. The Pirates had two guys on their team with an OPS over 700 for the month of July. Adam Frazier was one, and Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham was like a world beater for a little bit.
Everybody else is below average. That's how you become the Pirates. That's how you get to last place. That's how you get to being a team that's on pace to lose between 95 and 100 games. You had two hitters who were above average. Both are in their 30s. One is closer to 40 than 30, and both are likely to be traded because they're on expiring contracts, and one just did. None of the guys that factor into the future of the Pirates have done anything this month.
It's brutal, dude. Every which way you want to slice it, every way you want to interpret the data, it just continues to paint one of the most... I mean, you have a great memory. Aditi pointed that out when you pointed out that she called the first game or was on the sideline for the first game for Deshaun Watson with the Browns. You've been here since day one of the station, just like I have. Can you remember a time when specifically the offense for this team... the outlook on it felt and looked and practice was so bleak? They were a horrible baseball team under John Russell. They were supposed to be horrible, but they had a rising Andrew McCutchen already. They had Walker.
Pitching
Alvarez
was the bigger problem for those teams.
Specifically hitting, because I think you and I have had like fun arguments about this. I'd rather have a team that can hit and can't pitch, because it just feels like being a boxer and you can at least go in there throwing punches.
Yep.
And I know that that's probably backwards, that you'd rather have a team that can really pitch the ball. But I cannot remember in the 15 years we've been actively covering these guys that they've ever had, or I guess technically it's 16 baseball seasons, that they've ever had an offense even remotely close to this bad. Like, as you laid it out, man, nobody that's supposed to be performing is. Not only are they not performing, they're not even close.
Yep. So 2010 is, even though Derek Shelton had 200 loss seasons, 2010 is still the worst Pirate team I've ever seen. That's when they lost 105 games.
Yeah.
And that team was 29th in the league in runs scored. They scored 587. They averaged 3.62 runs per game. How many runs per game is this team averaging?
3.4, I think, at last check.
Yep.
Just off the top of my head.
So even worse than that one. But to your point, that team had... you had Neil Walker in his first full season. He hit .296 in 110 games. You had Pedro Alvarez, who only played a little more than half the season and managed to hit 16 homers in 95 games. You had McCutchen, obviously, who hit 16 homers, stole 33 bases, hit 286.
They had guys who were rising, clearly.
Yeah. Like
they had players you had that were showing you
and
something.
And you still had Domet, not a bad hitter. You had Garrett Jones, who hit 21 home runs.
You had some guys in that era that could, like, provide some offense.
Right. Their lineup was there was not a guy in their lineup in 2010 when they lost 105 games. There was not a single guy in their lineup who was over the age of 29 years old.
Go to the 2011.
Compare that to today's Pirates.
No, I know. It's old guys who are also bad and young guys who are bad. I'm looking at the 2011 team. I remember being a chicken wire and duct tape outfit that scored what? They scored 610 runs divided by 162.
That's still more than the that's still more than the 2010 team. It'll be a hell of a lot more than this year's team too.
They had on that team McCutchen having more of a closer to a true breakout year. They had Walker was an above average offensive
player. Chris,
that
team was in first place, I think, at the All-Star break.
No, but I called them a chicken wire and duct tape team because they were in first place, like doing it with true, like, what the hell's going on? More with their pitching than anything, but they were given like significant run to Chase Darnot, for example.
All right. So Hiles was on with the midday guys with Starkey, and he put a percentage on each guy getting traded, like all the names you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have Heaney and IKF and just the dudes that are on expiring contracts who we know are going to get traded. So those ones are a given.
Okay.
This is the guys with years of control left and the most plugged in Pirates insider. Here he is on the odds of each one of them getting traded. And of course, it's one of those Starkey games where he gives the name and then Hiles has to give a number.
Sure.
Mitch Keller.
75.
Ooh.
Holy bird.
Bechtold takes 2 seconds to chime in.
Well, he didn't say anything. He made
a
noise.
Ooh.
Key Brian Hayes.
60. I believe so. Just from conversations that I've had, I've talked to people, and they said, because there's been smoke connected to Cabrian's name in recent years, but they said this is more legitimate. Like the rumors and everything, there's actual substance and traction to him. That's what I know right now. If he is going to get moved, this would be a time to do it. I think they're looking to add power. That's a position that they could add power. I don't know how much more you expect to get from Ke'Bryan Hayes. I think there's maybe one or two teams that might be willing to take on his contract because, A, not that much money, and, B, if you have a lot of slug in your lineup, if you have a lot of power hitters, adding a gold glove defender at third base makes sense. So I think there is an above average chance that he gets moved.
Holy ostrich oil. How about Bubba Chandler?
Oh, zero.
Okay. Just checking. If they want one of these prime AAA hitting prospects, wouldn't a prime AAA pitching prospect make sense? Okay. Bednar.
We'll say 70%.
Santana.
80%.
So that's 75 on Keller.
Yes.
60% on Hayes, 70% on Bednar, and 80% on Santana. So he thinks all four of those guys are getting traded. Keller, Hayes, Bednar, Santana.
And to be clear, if you're doing that, you're rebuilding then to some extent. Hold on. Let me suss this out a little more.
You're not gutting anything, in my opinion, trading those guys.
Well, you're gutting the back end of your bullpen, but you can build bullpens instantly in Major League Baseball. You're taking a horrible hitter out of your lineup, whatever. You are taking a guy who still has been pretty damn good this year. 2-win pitcher. He's on pace to be a 4 or 5 win pitcher this year in Mitch Keller and trading him. But you're backfilling with Chandler and other guys that you think are going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, okay, this is maybe the more fine point thing. Not that Bednar should be kept, he shouldn't be.
What do you mean?
I would have traded him multiple times already in his tenure.
Well, yes, if you were running the team, you might have, because you would trust your own ability to do so, so you would authorize yourself to make the trade. But it's Ben Cherington who's making this decision.
And I wouldn't trust him to butter toast if I handed him the butter and a knife.
Right, so why would you want the person you don't trust to butter toast
trade
David
Bednar?
I'm
talking about broadly, understanding that I have to put aside the fact that Ben Cherington gets to make these moves.
But
I
don't think you
that.
Can separate those two things. At least I can't.
Okay, so then they should hold on to everybody.
Well, unless they're just guys I'm willing to give away, and if I can't get anything back in the trade, I don't even care.
Well, that's a different conversation.
Well, so how many of those guys on the list do you feel that way about? Keller, Hayes, Bednar, and Santana.
I don't care what I get back for them. I just want them gone.
Yep.
Believe it or not, I feel that way about Hayes.
So do I. I don't think there's any believe it or not to it. I'm with you on that.
I don't need to watch Bednar anymore.
Really?
And Santana. I'd keep Keller because that's still a valuable commodity compared to the other two.
But the other two guys don't feel like salary dumps to me.
No, if it's just get them out of my sight, then I guess it is Hayes.
Like, of that list,
Bednar's been a lot better. It's not that I have, like, something against Bednar. It's just, like, I don't know. Do you want to keep holding on to him after you've made that mistake multiple times already?
I mean, that would not be my preference, but if I don't trust the GM, yes, because I do think he still has value.
Then this becomes just, again, and I'm not saying this in a bad or dismissive way. I mean it. It'll sound tone-wise like that. This becomes the most nihilistic conversation about them.
Yep. Well, Chris, I don't know if you've noticed this having lived here for 40 years of your life, but a lot of Pirates conversations tend to go in that direction, no?
Yeah, and I try to avoid that because most people that know me know that I'm definitely not a nihilist and I always see the glass as being half full. I'm genuinely an optimist.
Donnie, how many of those guys do you want the Pirates to trade? Keller, Hayes, Bednar, Santana.
Run it through the I don't care that Ben Cherington's
doing
the trading filter.
Noah Hyles is saying all four of those guys are going to get, he expects all four to get traded if it's better than 50-50.
Yeah, the only one that I have my holdups with is Keller. I think the two guys in the bullpen should be moved because, as you guys already pointed out, the Pirates, among other teams in baseball too, haven't really had much of an issue filling their bullpen with guys who can get the job done on any given year. So I'm not really – I know that Santana's having a great season. Bednar has had a great turnaround. That's a nice little storybook in the 2025 campaign. I'd move both of them. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Hayes goes somewhere with one of those two guys, because the Pirates are looking at it more of let's get rid of the contract. But if you want to get like anything back in the deal, so, you might have to throw in somebody else with him.
So to make sure I understand you correctly, because you've seen them find other late inning guys, and because they've grown on trees for the Pirates for the most part, you're actually cool with Cherington trading Bednar and or Santana?
Yes.
See, I still am not.
I think Ferguson could be gone too.
He has to be. He's on an expiring deal. But I think that those guys, they traded Tony Watson for O'Neill Cruz. I know I've ripped Cruz lately, but they took 2 months of Tony Watson and turned it into O'Neill Cruz. Now that's like a great, you know, like that's best case scenario. I think that basically if Cherington's going to give Bednar and Santana away for nothing, I don't want him to do that. Even though maybe next year at this time, those guys have taken a step backwards. I don't trust him to trade anything of value.
I just think it's really difficult to go into a deadline as bad as the GM is and not do anything.
Well, they are going to do something. They got to trade Heaney. They got to trade IKF.
It just feels atrocious.
They've got to trade Ferguson. They've got to trade those guys.
I know, but you should.
And Fam.
Even though they have to trade those guys, I feel like you, given the stance you have put out there, shouldn't want them to trade any of them.
If they don't trade those guys, they get nothing back because they're free agents.
Do you really think Ben Cherington can get much more than nothing back in return?
No, he probably will get nothing back for them. But
you're essentially saying, Ben, we know you're going to trade these guys for scratch-off lottery tickets, but we also already know that if you're the one doing the trading, they're blank underneath.
Yeah, we're going to throw these out in the garbage.
I don't know why.
How am I wrong?
No, you're
how
not.
How have I said anything wrong, though?
You haven't.
Okay.
This has just like struck me somehow differently than we've otherwise done this conversation as the single most depressing couple of minutes I've ever experienced talking about this team.
I mean, Donnie wants a guy to... He's saying Cherington should trade these guys when he did a whole half-hour segment the other night where he said, bad trade, bad trade, bad trade, bad trade, bad trade. I don't want him to make more bad trades. Sorry.
I'll go back to one of my thesis points.
I don't want him to make more bad trades.
I think this underscores the fact that Bob Nutting's single biggest mistake for this team has had nothing to do with the money he's willing to spend and everything to do with his indecision about firing a guy that deserved to be fired.
Tough for me to disagree with any of that at all. You're right.
This is so nihilistic, I feel like I should just say eat Arby's at the end of it. I mean, this is like an old Twitter meme at this point.
Why would any Pirate fan want Ben Cherington to trade Mitch Keller?
I don't think anybody does.
They do.
I don't think anybody actually wants him to execute any of the trades. That's the problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Always excited to talk to our next guest, 93.7thefan.com's Jeff Hathorn, especially today because I think a wellness check is in order.
Wait, isn't it the Hawk Report?
It is the Hawk Report, but I want to make sure that Jeff is okay before we play any sounders because I heard Jeff, what was that?
No, I think this is not the Hog Report today. This is you two. I'll just, you know, throw my hands back here and let you guys go. Round one, let's go.
Hold on here. I need to set this up.
A little Jack Johnson, a little Tom O'Leary between you two?
Hold on. Jeff said some things yesterday on the radio station that made me think that you had lost your mind. So I just wanted to make sure that you still had your mental faculties about you.
Do you have a Rorschach test there for me?
Is that the thing where it's like a drawing and you have to determine whether or not it's...
Yes, Pony.
Yeah, it's part of the things they use.
Yeah. In your thing, you would have said yes. When you see the ink blot, do you see a five-year, $110 million contract for O'Neill Cruz, Jeff?
Jeff, I mean, come on now. O'Neill Cruz is like the antithesis of the kind of player that you have like stood up for over the years on the air here. He is the anti-Jeff Hathorn player. And you're on here saying make him the highest paid Pirate? What the hell happened to you?
Yeah, it's Paul Skeens. It's your chance to win now. You will
he doesn't
not
help
find...
you win.
He can help you win.
Okay, when?
And he does at times help you win. But I'm going to bank on his future and the fact that you have a finite window to win with Paul Skeens. O'Neal Cruz can help you win with Paul Skeens.
So he's a $25 million player?
No.
That's what you said?
I think 110 divided by 5 is $22
million. So he's a $22 million player?
He's a $22 million player. And when I say make him the highest player ever, that's not a high bar. It's not like we're talking about
Juan
Soto money.
I'm aware of the team we cover and talk about. He's a one-war player this year. He has a lower war than IKF. He's hitting 100 against left-handed pitching. That's a guy you want to make the highest-paid Pirate ever?
Yes.
Based on what?
Based on his potential and what he can do.
He's 26 years old.
He still can be a 30-30 player this year. Where are you going to find a 30-30 player?
Jeff, you've watched him the last month and you see 30-30?
Would you rather have Tommy Pham's? Is that what you would rather have?
Tommy Pham's been better than him for about the last 2 months, yes.
So sign Tommy Pham.
What's that have to do with anything?
That Tommy Pham should have the biggest contract ever.
Tommy Pham's played better than O'Neal Cruz for the last 2 months. You disagree with that?
He has. He has.
Right. So why would you say give this guy
because
so much
of the
money?
Potential. Because you have to take a chance
every once
in a while.
Yes, you do. Okay, they took a chance.
When you're at this market size, you've got to take a chance.
You're right, Jeff. They took a chance on Brian Reynolds. How's that turning out?
Well, up until the first half of this season, it's
been
a pretty good contract.
They took a chance on Gregory Polanco. How'd that go?
It didn't.
But they took a chance on Jose Tabata. How'd that go?
Good. You've got to take a chance.
You've got to make sure when you take a chance, it's the right guy.
Then just sign mediocre players and be happy and be.
Oh, you're right, Jeff.
So
you're right. So then make more Chris Archer trades because you've just got to go for it when you're in Pittsburgh. No, you've got to be smart about things.
What's not?
He's a 212 hitter.
6'7" that's stolen 29 bases and is on pace to hit 30 home runs, maybe 28 or 29. 16 over 84 games.
So wait a minute. You think he's had a good year?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But I think there's more in the tank. But I think his best years are ahead of him.
All right,
so
let me
I'm
ask
roll
you a
the dice.
Let me ask you a follow-up question.
Sign
then.
Him now, and the best years would be ahead of him, and you're going to end up with a bargain at $22 million.
Okay, let me ask you a follow-up question then. You said the best years are ahead of him. You trust the Pirates to get that out of him? Hello,
that's a good
you there?
Question.
Yes, you
that's
need to know
question.
The answer to that
but,
question before you put out outrageous comments like $22 million a year. You don't trust the Pirates to make him better, so why would you want him to give him that money?
But he has shown some improvement this year in some areas. In some areas.
Like where?
He has shown some improvement.
Like when the ball went under his glove and he watched it?
His strikeout to walk ratio is better than it's ever been in his career. I know he has improvements that he has to make. But I want to take a chance and go for it and not sit back while Paul Skeens is there.
Jeff.
Because you're not going to go out and spend money on a player like that in free agency. You're just not going to do
it. Jeff, there is a 0% chance that signing O'Neal Cruz increases the likelihood of them getting Skeens to sign a second contract.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you want a chance to win in the Paul Skeens window, you're not going to find another player that can be as dynamic as O'Neal Cruz, either in free agency or in a trade.
And you're not going to find another guy who underachieves or disappoints as much as him.
So far this season, he has disappointed. But that doesn't mean he can't have a big second half of the season.
But I just
Jeff,
don't...
can I offer one thing here, and then I'm going to turn my mic back off and do exactly what I said I would do before the segment, which was lace my hands behind my head and laugh. Why do you need to sign him at all to any kind of deal that makes him happy to compete in the Paul Skeens window when we don't think Paul Skeens will be here by the time O'Neal Cruz can actually elect free agent or take free agency?
That's a great point.
No, it is a very. I understand the counter arguments. The what I'm banking on is that his improvement will happen and that this contract will give him the motivation to be the player. And I realize we're talking about taking a chance. I understand that. But because of the type of physical abilities that this guy has, at some point this organization needs to take a chance on that. I know they have in the past. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but at least you did something.
Jeff, one
at
more.
Least you
one
did
more
hold on a second.
Hold on. No, wait, Pony, hold on. One of the things you said in there stuck with me in a bad way, though, Jeff. You said, like, reward him, show him faith that he's going to be great, and maybe that'll make him want to live up to the deal. So far, based on what we've seen from him, I think that would serve as a validation in the other way that he doesn't have to get any better because they are happy enough with what he's doing right now, which is not $22 million a year worth of good baseball.
No, it's a risk. I get that. But what if it takes him the other way and focuses him to be an even better player because of the faith that you put in him? Again, I understand it is a risk, but I just want them to do something, take a chance on somebody that's an athlete that you will never be able to bring into the organization, only under rare circumstances like what happened with the Dodgers trade where you had to wait 4 years. You don't have 4 years to wait for somebody if you make a trade for a Yankees Class A player because the time is now with Paul Skenes.
Jeff, his OPS is 733. They could pay $10 or $15 million and find somebody to do that in free agency if they wanted to.
Could they find somebody with his upside in free agency currently has that OPS?
Like, but he's 26, so I'm kind of getting tired of hearing about his upside. He's not a baby anymore. He's not like, when do we stop saying he's closer to 30 than he is 20? He's not a guy at Triple A who's a prospect. He's been in the big leagues for parts of five seasons. When is he going to cash in on his potential?
We're talking about signing him through his age 31 year, not through age 40, for 5 years.
I know.
To get him through Paul Skenes.
And you said to make him the highest paid Pirate.
Right. Which again isn't a high bar. I could have just said 510, but that in turn makes him the highest paid Pirate.
I just the lapses in effort from him, the fact that he like makes bad decisions and goes through horrendous slumps where some games and some at bats it looks like he doesn't even care. I am shocked that you of all people are the guy who supports that player when I've heard you for years rip guys for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of stuff. He's a different type of player. He's a different type of player.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
I think I was right to go with the
Do you think he knew he was getting into that with me? Or no? Or
yes.
Yeah, okay.
He approached it. I almost could sense a little smirk under all he was saying. I think Jeff knew he was going in against Apollo
I just,
Creed.
When the best thing you can say about something is, just take a chance. Just roll the old dice. Live a little bit. Let your hair down.
I wanted to try to defend Cruz because I would like to see the potential get reached. I don't think he's the kind of player where if you say, hey, you are barely a league average player this year offensively, here's $22 million a year for the next 5 years, that's going to have, he's going to go home that night and be like, man.
I think this is a very odd situation for you because your default setting is to want to agree with Jeff in arguments between us, but you just can't bring yourself to do it here.
I just tried to differentiate myself there by disagreeing politely and calmly. You guys were like trading haymakers in the middle of the ring, and I felt like I was Mills Lane just occasionally. Break it up, gentlemen. You lift, you know, don't hit so low.
That would have made for quite an episode of Judge Donnie if he were in here with me debating that. It would have been interesting if the judge was in his...
It'd have been like one of those courtroom videos, Donnie, where the bailiff has to tackle the guy because he rushes the judge. Just somebody's in there.
I actually thought Chris made a point that would have worked very well for you, Pony. I thought the point about, well, Cruz won't
he be can't
able
be a free
to
agent until 2029.
Elect free agency until Skenes is probably gone anyway.
Yeah.
Makes it all moot. I think that was the best point of the entire segment.
Thank you, Don. Check's in the mail.
Well, yeah, because if Jeff's whole thesis is they need Cruz for the Skenes era, well, they already have him for that.
Well, Jeff's thesis, to put a fine point on it, because I do think I was able, oddly enough, just sitting there listening to have some clarity, Jeff's point clearly was, or his argument, which I disagree with, was that giving Cruz that money is a risk, yes, but the upside to the risk is that he takes it the right way, is financially set, and just tries to like focus on essentially outplaying the deal. I do not think that would happen. But that was, as near as I could tell, the fundamental pillar of his
argument.
Don't
you think it usually works the other way, where guys
for
work
most
hard
players,
to get the contract?
Hey, I could argue that even though he had a good year right after it, that Brian Reynolds has softened his like approach to baseball and is having a crap year because of it, because he got $100 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Million plus.
Well,
already risen. Look at you guys getting back to it. I feel like we haven't done this in ages.
Not with the three of us, no. It's been like a substitute judge. It's been like public defenders in here. We're members of high-priced legal teams.
A lot of vacation time for the attorneys and...
Summer vacation.
Yep, judges yeah, this
I
time
mean,
of year.
Yeah, we couldn't. I mean, Joe just completely adjourns his court for the entire summer.
He all right, here. CBS Sports today ranked Mike Tomlin as the 10th best head coach in the NFL. So we will be arguing, is Mike Tomlin really still in 2025 a top 10 NFL head coach? We have not picked sides here. We will do that now with a game of rock, paper, scissors. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
yeah.
Woo. We'll see if Mr. Filippone went to challenge himself today.
No, Mr. Filippone's taking the path of least resistance, and he should.
Imagine if you had the former intern back here running the show.
Oh, man.
All right.
You'd be turning your mic off.
I'm going to throw some names at you to start here. Doug Marrone. Mike Mularkey. These are just a couple of names that you're familiar with. Men who have won playoff games more recently than Mike Tomlin. D'Amico Ryans, who looks up to Mike Tomlin as a mentor, has been in the NFL for 2 years. He has two straight division championships, and he has two consecutive years with playoff wins. You have Sean McVay in L.A. You have Andy Reid in Kansas City, who's gone to three straight Super Bowls. Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia. Sean Payton came back into the NFL, made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback who threw 29 touchdown passes last year. Jim Harbaugh won 11 games. John Harbaugh went to the playoffs and won a playoff game again last year. Sean McDermott has won a playoff game in six consecutive years. I could go on and on. Matt LaFleur won 13 games, 13 games, 13 games, 3 years in a row, gets rid of Aaron Rodgers, brings in Jordan Love. He's made the playoffs two straight years and won a playoff game 2 years ago. What I'm saying is there are a ton of coaches who are better than Mike Tomlin. Kyle Shanahan has more peaks and valleys, but in the last 6 years, he's gone to two Super Bowls and a bunch more NFC Championship games. If you want to take into account what somebody did 16 years ago, well, I'll leave that to Counselor Mueller to do that. But this is the assignment is, where are these guys right now in 2025? And there are a ton of guys in the league who have won playoff games, won double-digit games, and done actual work in January and February that we know this guy cannot do consistently. Mike Tomlin, my judge, Donnie, is no longer a top 10 coach in today's NFL.
Christopher.
Thank you, Judge. And as always, it's a pleasure to present arguments in your court of law. I will offer this thought question or this sort of overall theme before I really start in with telling you why Mike Tomlin is still a top 10 coach in the NFL. This is obviously a fake courtroom on a sports talk show. And what do we as sports fans crave above all other things for our teams? I would actually argue... Your Honor, that we crave relevance, not championships, not titles. In fact, we've heard Scottie Scheffler, the greatest golfer in the world, say, essentially, is that all there is after winning big tournaments? Fans are the same way. They want to celebrate titles, yes, but they want their teams to feel relevant year in and year out. We are currently fighting that battle with two of the three teams in town, the Penguins, who are no longer relevant in the NHL, and the Pirates, who continue to not be relevant in Major League Baseball, despite having the sport's best pitcher. Mike Tomlin does one thing that none of the coaches he mentioned, at least the ones who are in kind of purgatory when it comes to quarterbacks, do. He keeps the Steelers relevant. There is something to be said for having a bad roster sometimes, having a roster that is pockmarked with holes and a big hole at the most important position, and dragging it to at least 9-8. I believe the count is at one or maybe two regular season games that Mike Tomlin has coached since he took over the Pittsburgh Steelers that have had no playoff implications whatsoever because the team has already been eliminated. Is he frustrating because he has a massive amount of control and doesn't always do as much as we would like with it? Yes, I would even say that as a person arguing in his favor here. What he does manage to do is win football games. You can't make the playoffs. You can't get a seat in the single elimination tournament unless you win enough of them in the regular season. And even the great Kyle Shanahan, the great Sean McVay, haven't done that year in, year out like Michael Petway Tomlin has done as coach of the Steelers.
One-minute close, Mr. Filippone.
Yeah, we must have varying definitions of relevance. I'm sure Counselor Mueller or one of his legal aides will go look up the actual definition of the word. I will read off some of these scores here in the last four playoff games. Ravens 21, Steelers nothing. Bills 21, Steelers nothing. Chiefs 35, Steelers 7. Browns 28, Steelers nothing. That does not sound like relevance to me. You're in, you're irrelevant because you have no shot. You are something called DOA, dead on arrival. And I'm sorry, Counselor Mueller can make these excuses if he wants about how, you know, being able to navigate through purgatory or quarterback problems. Problems of his own doing, I may add. Problems that are self-created by him because the amount of control he has inside the organization. Bill Belichick, the GM, undermined the head coach. The same thing is happening here, Donnie, and that's why he's no longer a top 10 coach.
1 minute.
Your Honor, I point you to the case of Chuck Wepner, the Bayonne Bleeder, a man who went the distance with Muhammad Ali 15 rounds, even though no one gave him any real chance to win the fight. He even knocked Ali down in the early rounds, but took a hellacious beating thereafter. They made the Rocky movies basing them on Chuck Wepner's life. Chuck Wepner was not the greatest fighter, but I would argue that he was a good fighter because he stood in there and even against insurmountable odds, fought till the very last. Mike Tomlin's playoff games, his playoff opponents have especially recently been tall orders. Try to beat Lamar Jackson in his building. Try to beat Josh Allen in his building. He had a team quarterbacked by Mason Rudolph briefly within one score of Josh Allen in the Bills in Buffalo. I think that in and of itself is a commentary on the way Mike Tomlin is still able to get players to buy in, which is a major portion of being a good coach in the NFL. And that's why he's still, pony be damned, among the top 10.
We got a decision back here. We got three guys back here. I got two guys helping me.
Wait a minute. You got people.
What is this, the Supreme Court?
You got people clerking for you now,
Judge Nani? We got a couple clerks back here.
I thought it was a judge and not a jury.
It's like Jay and Silent Bob.
He's got Jay and Silent Bob. He's got a clerk from Alabama and a clerk from Pitt. Two promising law students.
And today we find that Mike Tomlin is not.
Oh. Yes!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.